This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to call in and share a story. My daughter listens to your podcast at college and reminded me of an incident that occurred when we were on a family vacation. I have two daughters, they're twins, and then they have their younger brother. And we were on vacation, I think we were somewhere in North Carolina, but we can't quite agree or remember where exactly we were. But what happened was my husband was driving, and we were driving late at night trying to get to the place that we were going to be staying at. And we were kind of going slowly down the side, one of these like back roads. And all of a sudden, I shouldn't say all of a sudden, but this man came out of the side of the road and started walking alongside the road. And my husband's like, well, what is he going to do? Gave all of us the creeps. We were all awake at this point. and he was just walking along the road. But the thing that was unusual about him was there seemed to be almost like a mist around him. And we couldn't tell. And I do remember asking my husband. He said, well, it seems like there's a mist coming out of the trees. My husband is actually a weatherman. So he understands like these weather phenomena that occur where we kind of don't. But this man looked like he had a mist around him. It was very, very eerie. And he looked like maybe he was homeless, but the area where we were, I didn't expect to see a lot of that around there. It was kind of desolate. Maybe he lived in the mountains there. We weren't really sure. So fast forward, we get to our destination. Don't give this a second thought. Now, all five of us saw this man. My son described him as an old Wild West gold digger, like the guys that would dig for gold. And that was a pretty good description of him, with the style of clothes that he had on. Was not, let's just say, from like the mid-2000s. This was about 12 years ago that this happened. So we get to our destination. We're going on, you know, going to the little shops and the little tours and these types of things. And my daughter sees this man again, and he made eye contact with her. And do you remember the movie Poltergeist 2, where there was that really old creepy man and they're out shopping and Carol Ann makes eye contact with that terribly scary man? It was very reminiscent of that. That's the best way I can describe it. But he was just looking straight at my daughter. And so my husband, of course, thinking, oh, well, maybe he's, you know, not a savory character, but it was just very odd that we saw him and then we saw him in this crowd of people. The one thing that stood out was that absolutely no one seemed to be aware that he was there, except for both of my daughters. My son was not aware. My son didn't know what we were talking about. My husband and I saw him, but yeah, it was very odd the way the crowd was, it was summertime. It was a pretty crowded touristy place. It was like he was standing there almost like in the movies, you know, when somebody just stands there and the crowds kind of just go around like the person isn't even there. And it was just really, really, really eerie. Well, fast forward to when we get home, both of my daughters start having dreams about this man. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on? What is going on? But they're both dreaming about this man. And he was like showing them things like where bodies were buried and that there was a little cemetery off of this one road. So we were discussing this, and my other daughter went back to the same general area. Again, I'm still kind of like, are you guys sure this is where it happened at? Were we on vacation in this one spot? Let's just say it was like Western North Carolina. Well, my older daughter, my other twin, went there with her boyfriend and said, this is where my mom and our family went on this trip, you know, when we were kids or whatever. And sure enough, they found a little cemetery, like an unmarked little, I don't know if it was like an old plantation site or old home site or what it was, but they found this old cemetery there. And this is the part where I'm like, okay, whatever. And I asked her, I said, did you tell Ben, as her boyfriend, did you tell him about what you saw, you know, about the man and all this? And she said, well, yeah, kind of. But she did not tell him how he looked. And he said, out of the corner of his peripheral vision, that he saw a man kind of standing back in the woods a little bit. And he said, come on, let's go. Let's get out of here. So I thought that was interesting. Was it a ghost? Was it just some creepy old pervert? we don't really know. But it was just odd that we saw him walking alongside the road. And then we were probably a good 40 miles away from where we'd seen him. Which people have cars and things like that, but it was just kind of interesting. And it's funny because my husband, the scientist, he does believe, you know, in these types of things. So who knows what it was. Maybe we were meant to identify this cemetery that, I guess, according to my daughter and the photos we saw, was pretty overgrown. And it was just kind of there. So maybe he was somebody that was buried there. Maybe we just were at the right place at the right time. Who knows? But that is our story. And my daughter really enjoys your show, and I'm going to have to give it a listen for Halloween time. Thanks. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.